Over here, could you, just come here, please. Geez, this is embarrassing, but, I'm kind of stuck. Look, okay, I dropped my damn earring in the water and I thought I could grab it in time, and then I was falling, and hey, what do you know, now I'm stuck here. I think my ankle's caught on something, like a root, maybe. Either way, I can't pull it out, and no one's coming past for such a long time. I'm getting really cold, so could you please help me? What? Yeah, okay, yeah, I know my fucking top is ripped. You don't have to point it out like that. What, you've never seen a pair of tits before? As if this wasn't fucking bad enough already. Now I have to deal with you staring at me like that. I'm helpless here. God, you perv, stop staring. Close your damn jaw up and give me a hand. Yeah, if you just reach down and grab my hand, I'll try and lean and reach out towards you and... Oh, honey, it feels good to be out of there. Darling, you don't even know how long I've been trapped waiting for someone to come along and rescue me. Some bastard sealed me here, said something about a poor and willing sucker being needed to break it. Nothing to do with my actions, of course. Guy clearly couldn't take a joke, and I really only had my way with him a few times. Oh, these? Why, they're my tentacles, darling, can't you tell? I haven't stretched them out in a while, but they are pretty, don't you think? My pride and joy. It's a shame they've been muddied by, well, the mud, but we'll soon get them cleared up. I'll just, shake them off a little first. God, it feels good to move again, you know? What's wrong? Wait, you're scared of little old me? But I'm so meek and helpless. Oh, such fun we are going to have, I can promise you that. Don't even think about running, sweetheart. It won't be the thought of a second to catch you. What did I just say? Come here. Oh, hush now, darling. I'm not going to eat you or anything so vulgar. We tentacle monsters feed off energy, not flesh. Your happiness, your anger, your fear, your desire. Each more delicious than the last, I promise you. And all the tastier when they're intense. And let me tell you, I have not had a meal in months, and darling, I am famished. Luckily, I've got a handsome young man here who already has heaps of emotion just gushing off of him. Oh, do hush. Wriggling around will get you nowhere fast. I might even think about trying flesh out for a change if you don't stop. Fine, have it your way. Yes, that's right. You feel my tentacles constricting around you? Oh, poor thing. Feeling a little short of breath? You keep struggling, and I promise they will keep getting tighter and tighter until... Well, you get the picture. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. You were at my mercy. And I was about to take the tiniest advantage of that. Oh, my dear, you taste absolutely divine. I could just eat you up. Figuratively, of course. Now, as I said before, stronger emotions taste better than weaker ones, and are far more filling, and let me tell you, I am starving. So, you are going to provide for me a banquet of the senses, a feast of plenty for little old me to enjoy. I don't know if I mentioned, but desire and lust is the most delicious emotion a human like you could possibly exude. And luckily for you, I am well practiced in eking out desire, whether you want it or not. Almost every part of me is prehensile, and I know all the right places to make you absolutely quake. And if I can get off too, well, this should be a rather pleasant end to an unintentional dry spell. So, shall we begin? Remember, darling, the more you struggle, the harder this will be on both of us. so really you may as well give in. You do look ever so nice suspended in the air like that. Does it make you scared how much power I have right now? Legs splayed, arms extended far above your head, tentacles wrapped around your whole body. You must know you are completely at my mercy. Or does it make you excited? I can taste so many delicious feelings on you right now. A lot of fear, but I do detect the slightest hint of arousal. Oh, sweetheart, I just knew you were going to be a delight to work with. Now, first things first, let's get rid of those clothes. Yes, darling, I am that strong. I can see that shiver run through you. I know it's a little cold here, but I'll warm you, don't you worry. This way you can feel my tentacles on your skin so much better, yes? My suckers all over your body, gently working you up. I know, they feel like 100 mouths all over you, don't they? Around your wrists, your sides, your ankles and feet, your neck. Humans are so very sensitive, and I do love to take advantage of just how strongly you feel things. Do my tentacles feel good around you, darling? I can feel your fear changing to desire rapidly, and I can tell you it is absolutely delicious. Oh, don't shake your head like that, sweetheart. I can see your cock hardening from here. You can't hide it from me. Would you like me to touch it for you, since you're a little, tied up? Don't give me that. I know you desire this. It is coming off of you in waves. The air is positively saturated in it. I'm going to touch you anyway, so you may as well sit back and enjoy the ride. Oh, darling, I can see you arch your back into my touch. How fun! I know, it's such a gentle and teasing touch from my tentacles. But I needed to show you just how much your body craves this, even if your mind hasn't accepted it. Shall I wrap my tentacles around your cock, darling? Oh yes, just like that. Such a delicious sound escaping from your throat. Stroking you up and down, my suckers massaging you. You're leaking already, darling. How delightful. Feel how slippery my tentacles are. So wet and slick and smooth, like they were designed for pleasuring you. You taste and feel so good, darling. Looking so lovely bucking up. You look absolutely desperate for more. Well, I had better provide then. Now, basic monster anatomy. The tentacles working around you currently are not particularly sensitive. They still feel and are very much enjoying feeling you, but they're more akin to hands than to cocks, yes? Now these are the tentacles that feel extra good to me, as well as feeling good to you. And because you've been so very well behaved and are clearly so excited, I'm going to give both of us pleasure, understand? Oh dear, you do look a bit foggy. I may have overdone the aphrodisiacs a little. Oh well, can't be helped. It's been a while for me, and I'm sure it'll do you good to have that pretty little head stew in some liquid pleasure. I'll speak plainly then, pet. You are going to take my tentacles in your mouth and in your arse, and I'm going to come straight into your little tummy, and you are going to be ever so grateful for it. Because I'm making you feel good, and you want to keep feeling good, don't you? Oh dear, you look so very empty-headed. It's actually a little cute. Mindless little human, overcome with pleasure. Don't worry, darling. You're going to come wonderfully hard on my tentacles. And then we'll see if there's any of you left afterwards. Are you ready, darling? Open wide, pet, and suck my tentacle into your mouth. Oh, yes, I know it tastes delicious, right? That lovely slick tastes so sweet. You just want more, don't you? Be a good boy and suck it down. This is going right down your pretty little throat. So let me in. Oh, I do so love deep-throating humans. Their throats bulge so nicely around my tentacles, and the tight heat is absolutely heavenly. It's almost as if your body was made for me, isn't it? I can see you nodding your head, darling. What a good boy, knowing your place. Only one place left to fill, pet. Let me see. Have you ever taken anything up your tight little ass before? Oh, it doesn't matter, really. This is going up there anyway. I know it's a little intimidating, darling, but you can take it. I promise. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, I can feel you stretching open around my tentacle. This slick is going to make you even more sensitive than you already were. Don't worry, I won't stop touching your cock. But with enough of my slick pumped into you, it would be ever so easy to make you come from me fucking your ass alone. Do you like feeling me, darling? You feel ever so tight, clenching down on my tentacles so well. Does it feel good inside you? Squirming in your ass, thrusting in and out. You can take me so deep, I could almost just keep going. But I don't want to ruin you just yet. Not this time. I'm going to come deep in your ass, darling, and I promise it will feel absolutely divine. Wouldn't you like that? Your tummy is going to get so very swollen and tight. I always come a lot, and my cum belongs in pretty humans like you. God, you feel absolutely divine around me. I don't think I'm going to last much longer. Do you want my cum, pet? You want me to pump you full of my seed through both ends straight into your stomach? I can see you nodding, darling. If I wasn't fucking your throat, I just know you'd be begging for me to come in you. We're going to come together, understand? I'm going to absolutely fucking pound your ass, milk your cock, and the feel of my cum swelling you up is going to drive you straight over that edge, and you are going to come harder than you ever have in your tiny human life. Silly, empty-headed little thing, so desperate to be fucked by a monster like me. I'm close, darling. Are you going to come with me? Can you feel me fucking you harder and harder, writhing inside your tight ass, stretching you out, working your cock up and down with my tentacles, fucking your throat till you can barely breathe? That's it, right there. God, you feel so good. Are you ready? Oh, fuck, yes, that's it. Come for me. Come with me, you sweet, naive little thing. Come on my tentacles deep inside you. Keep going, darling. Arch your back. I'm going to wring every fucking drop of pleasure out of you until your brain fucking melts out your ears. God, I'm coming so much. Can you feel it flooding inside you? Drink it down, pet. Take it. Take my seed. Oh, I can feel your tummy swell. God, that's a gorgeous sight. I'm not gonna stop. Not yet, darling. I told you I come a lot. God, that's pretty. You look so fucking wrecked. Your body was practically made for my tentacles, sweetheart. Oh, feels so good to be inside you. That's it. Hush now. I know it's a lot, but you can take it. You're going to have to, since this is something you are going to get very used to. Did you enjoy that, pet? Oh, I know you did. No need to answer. I can see it on your fucked out little face. So, I have some good news. I have decided to keep you. Isn't that lovely? We are going to do this again and again and again. You, my own little feast for the senses. Oh, I know. You're very sensitive. But while that was a nice snack, I don't feel fully satiated. So, no, pet, I won't pull out. Give me a few minutes to catch my breath, and I think I'll be feeling hungry all over again. Oh, darling. What fun we are going to have together.